sentences?
One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus if you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads. You can take the train, but the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you a question, and you should answer with a complete sentence. So let's try. If I say the price of a train ticket is $5, right? You should say...
No, the train ticket price is $20.
Okay. First question for you. Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, I can take the bus to New York City.
Okay. What is the price of a bus ticket?
The price of bus tickets is $11.
Did you say the price of a bus ticket is $15?
No, I said the price of the bus ticket is $11. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side have many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies. Yes, I can go shopping in Soho.
What can you watch in the West Village?
I can watch foreign movies in West Village.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
I think... I don't mean that we can watch Hollywood movies in West Village. We say that we can watch foreign movies. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from Fifth Avenue to Eighth Avenue. The newest park is the Highline Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Is the Highline Park above street level?
Yes, it's above the street level.
And the Highline Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, it's above 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Coasters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It's part of the Metropolitan Museum and have a beautiful garden too.
The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
No, the Metropolitan Museum is part of the Cloisters.
The Cloisters is located in southern Manhattan.
No, it is located in northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents, the continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of South America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
coast of North and South America, right?
Yes, it consists of North and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America,
No, it's located in North America.
please read the sentences.
In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other lane, while a solid lane means that cars cannot cross into the other lane.
A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Yes, the solid lines means that car cannot cross the into the other lane.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture. Yes, the wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas.
Agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas, right?
No, it is the main source of income in rural areas.